In Boston today, a legal rarity. Bernard Cardinal Law of the Boston Archdiocese of the Roman Catholic Church took the witness stand in court. He was there to help a judge decide whether the Archdiocese is bound to honor a multi-million-dollar settlement it had reached with victims of sexual abuse by priests. Cardinal Law backed away from that settlement in May. Today he told the judge why. Monica Brady Meyerhoff of member station WBUR reports.
Cardinal Law entered the courtroom dressed in his black clerics and white collar. He twisted the gold cardinal's ring he wears on his right hand. The ring signifies his loyalty to the Pope. Once on the witness stand, the cardinal gave calm, measured responses. His more than 2 hours of testimony were broadcast live on local TV. The questions focused primarily on whether or not he believed the settlement agreement announced on March 11th was a final deal. Cardinal Law said that anyone with knowledge of the settlement would know that it was just a proposed agreement.
I wish that I had used the term proposed settlement. I did not use that term. My intent was certainly to convey that, because I was not under the illusion that that settlement was a fact.
Attorney for the plaintiffs, Mitchell Garabedian, pressed Law on why he didn't qualify his statements to the press about the agreement. Garabedian referred to a press release issued by the Archdiocese, which quotes Law saying, "This settlement is an important first step to reaching closure for these victims."
First three words of this sentence, and correct me if I'm wrong, is "this settlement is correct." Correct?
That's what's written there. That's correct.
It doesn't say this settlement might be, does it?
No, it does not. No, it does not.
Does it say this settlement could be?
As I read it, it says this settlement is.
Garabedian treated Cardinal Law, one of the highest-ranking Catholics in the U.S., as any other witness. He stood close to Cardinal Law when he answered and even cut him off on occasion. But under repeated questioning, Cardinal Law said he knew the settlement wouldn't take effect unless all 86 plaintiffs and 16 defendants signed it. All alleged victims signed the agreement, but only a few of the priests, monsignors, and bishops did. Cardinal Law never signed and scuttled the agreement by pulling out. Law told the court today he didn't sign because the Finance Council of the Archdiocese wouldn't provide the money to cover the $15 to $30 million agreement.
Without that financing, it would have been impossible for me in good faith to have signed that settlement, because I wouldn't have had the means to make those payments.
And yet there is disagreement over who would be responsible to pay the settlement if it is enforced by the court. Church lawyers say the Archdiocese is not named in the lawsuits, and thus it is not responsible. However, Attorney Garabedian argued today in court that Cardinal Law and the Archdiocese are one and the same.
Are you, the Roman Catholic Archbishop of Boston?
I am the Roman Catholic Archbishop of Boston.
Okay. And are you the sole individual, the sole officer of the Roman Catholic Archbishop of Boston, a corporation sole?
I am.
However, Law said, in this case, he was acting as an individual, not an officer of the Archdiocese. He says this at a time when the financial picture of the Archdiocese is worsening. Church lawyers say its donations have dwindled and it's operating in the red. The Boston Globe reported the Archdiocese is even considering filing for bankruptcy if it's forced to pay this settlement with alleged victims of John Gagan. The judge could rule as to whether or not to enforce the settlement by the end of next week. Meanwhile, talks between church lawyers and lawyers representing 240 other alleged victims of priest abuse ended without an agreement. Cardinal Law is scheduled to give a deposition on Monday in relation to those cases of alleged priest sexual abuse. For NPR News, I'm Monica Brady Meyerhoff in Boston.